Here's Adam McGuire with the business news.
Thanks, Anya. And we're staying with US-Irish trade because most multinationals from the US still have a positive view of their investments in Ireland, and almost half expect to expand in the next year, according to a new survey from the American Chamber of Commerce Ireland. But many see challenges in making that growth happen, cost competitiveness and housing among the biggest constraints. Paul Sweetman is CEO of the American Chamber. He joins us now. What we heard just there about the challenges of tariffs could pose to Ireland and Irish businesses, but also to US multinationals who export products back to America. So why are so many still so optimistic about their operations here and expanding into the next year?
Yeah, I think that was one of the things that was very interesting from this survey, is the underlying positivity of US multinationals that are based here. 9 out of 10 since the US elections feel that Ireland is a very strong place to grow and invest, and 96% will maintain or grow their employee numbers here over the next year. While there are challenges, and we've highlighted quite a number of them in terms of cost of competitiveness, housing, infrastructure, we are incredibly competitive with regard to talent, with regard to our can-do attitude and the ease of doing business. So there are competitive advantages that we need to bolster, but there's also competitive areas that we need to do a lot of work on to improve.
Yeah, and cost competitiveness was the top concern highlighted by US multinationals with operations here in terms of their growth. But if you have potentially tariffs coming in, which Donald Trump has spoken about, he also wants to cut the US corporation tax rate to 15%, which would end Ireland's kind of tax advantage there as well. That makes Ireland less competitive, surely. So that's going to be an even bigger challenge if he follows through on his campaign pledges.
So the first thing I would say is that we're looking forward to working with the next US administration in growing that two-way business relationship. And it is a very strong two-way business relationship. There's 210,000 people employed in Ireland by US multinationals, but we are also the seventh largest source of foreign direct investment into the US. And that's incredibly meaningful. And with regard to the known unknowns and the challenges that are going to come up, certainly there will be things we're going to have to address. But we'll rely and work with our network in order to engage on those issues. As the American Chamber, we have a very close relationship with the US Chamber of Commerce, for example, and AmCham in the EU. And we'll also work with our national stakeholders to deal with the challenges as they emerge. I think it's important, though, to point out that over the last 8 years, over the last two US presidential administrations, investment in Ireland has grown from US companies, and equally, investment has grown from Irish companies into the US.
One of the other big challenges highlighted by US multinationals was housing. Has that already stopped US firms from expanding here? Has it constrained their growth already?
So I think the one thing that's interesting about housing is that this really ties in inextricably to talent and skills. And in our survey, we asked companies what are the constraints to hiring and bringing talent and skills to their companies. And housing was highlighted as a 20% issue. So it does just show that housing is a challenge with regard to talent and skills, and that's why we're focused on it. But there are other areas of competitiveness that we do need to address. When you look at the World Competitiveness Index, for example, Ireland is 38th in terms of basic infrastructure. We are 20th in terms of scientific infrastructure and 46th with regard to prices. So there's a lot of areas that we need to push hard on. We are in a very good place to win further investment, but we're going to have to work hard to win that in a new world of challenges and challengers.
Very briefly, about skills, a major constraint as well for US companies and Irish companies as well.
Yeah, skills are crucial for growth in US multinationals here. We always have to make sure that we are at the very top in terms of the skills and talent capabilities that we have. We are ranked quite highly in terms of skills capabilities, but we must continue to stay on top so we attract investments.
Paul Sweetman, CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce Ireland, thank you very much for